I'm Scout, a volunteer at the Museum of the American Military Family in Tijeras, New Mexico, and this is our podcast, Together We Serve. I'm speaking with Circe, the director of the museum, and we're going to talk about what it was like to grow up in a military family. Hello, Circe.
Hi, Scout.
If you were to explain to someone who has no idea what it means to be part of a military family, what would you tell them?
So that's kind of a hard question. I'm a military spouse, I'm an Army wife, and then I'm the mother to an Army son. And I would say that to be part of the military family means you have to be very self-reliant, you have to be very flexible, you have to be willing to move with very little notice, you need to be able just to step up and do whatever you need to do to keep the family together when, in my case, my husband was deployed or went on TDYs, temporary duty. Or, in case of a crisis, if there's an emergency, your spouse, my husband in this case, had to go and help other people, and I had to deal with hurricanes and the crisis by myself with the kids. So to be part of a military family means you need to be willing to be a team player.
So tell us how long you were in a military family.
So my husband was in for 20 years, and then he retired. And then he got out and he does the exact same job he did in the military as a civilian. So in some ways, I've actually never gotten out of it. But officially as a military wife, spouse, we were in 20 years. And as a mom, my son was in the service for 6 years. And he's now out of the military too. So I guess I'm a retired spouse at this point.
So where were you stationed?
Okay, so that's a hard question. We moved 18 times in 20 years. So we have lived in Europe, in the Caribbean, in the United States. And then I was born in France and grew up in Germany because my parents were DOD teachers. So I kind of have military and Defense Department genes. So we were stationed in lots of places.
So you grew up in the military as well,
not yeah, just as well, a wife. Yeah, so I went to Karlsruhe American High School, which was on a military post. So I was immersed in military life from kindergarten through my senior year in high school. So yes.
So what was your favorite place then?
Well, I'm really fond of Karlsruhe, where I grew up in Germany. And so when my husband joined the military, my first goal was to get back to Germany, and so we did get that answered. And so my favorite place to have been stationed, I think, it's so hard to pick, was Bad Hersfeld, Germany. And my second favorite would have been when we were living in Puerto Rico.
What about your least favorite?
That's hard. Every single post or base that we've lived on has had its charm. I would probably say that when we were at Redstone Arsenal in Alabama was my least favorite. And that was mostly because I was there for 6 months all by myself while my husband was gone to different schools and on different duty assignments. So I was there by myself with two small children, and my family was still in Germany living. My parents were still living in Germany, so I didn't have a whole lot of support.
What, in your opinion, is the hardest thing about being in a military family?
Well, I think it's the separations. So it's very hard on the kids. In my case, both kids, their dad was in EOD, so he was always going to different schools. EOD is Explosive Ordnance Disposal, and so he had to go to very long schools. So he was gone a long time for the schools. And then he got sent on different assignments, and then he was off in, I call it Gulf War I. And then he was also off in Haiti. And so he wasn't around much. And so it was hard on the kids. And I think it was hard on me too, although I kept myself really busy. But I think the separations and then the worrying, if something happens, you see on CNN something happens and there's no anything from the service member, your mind kind of races and you think, wow, I wonder if something happened. There's a blackout of information. Maybe they're dead. So having an overactive imagination is not helpful being in the military either.
What sort of lessons have you taken throughout your life that apply to your life now?
Well, I have learned that I have to depend on myself. As a matter of fact, I'm the only person I can depend on. Because if I depend too much on somebody else, they may not be here. I've had to do some things that usually people do as a pair or as a couple, but I've done them by myself. And so I'm very independent, and the only person who I can rely on is myself.
What is one of your best memories of your military life?
Oh, there are so many of those. I think the traveling, I think that's a theme that most military families will tell you. But also the little things. My husband was gone 4 Thanksgivings in a row. He was off somewhere for 4 Thanksgivings. So when he was finally home for a family Thanksgiving, that's a good memory. Or, you know, if he was home for Christmas, just the simple things like smelling the Christmas tree or walking in and seeing the kids, you know, all excited about things. Because military life is kind of tenuous, and it's like they could be there one day and not the next day. So you make the best of what you have at the time you're experiencing it.
That's some really good advice. What would you tell someone who is considering joining the military?
Well, I would tell them, and I would tell, and I'll play it from the spouse's perspective. If you're going to marry someone who's in the military, you need to be aware that you are not the first and foremost person in that relationship. A military is interested in having the mission accomplished, and your service member has got to do that first and foremost. So you need to be willing to... you're a partner, but you need to be willing to be able to step back when it's time to go do the mission and not fall apart. So you need to be strong. You need to be supportive. You need to have your own job, your own support system. You need to be your own person. But as far as the military is concerned, you know, it's the service person first. So be aware you're joining a team with some very independent players.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us, Cersei. This has, it's been good to hear about your experiences. Again, this is Scout, and this has been our podcast, Together We Serve.
Well, thank you very much.